As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Oh, pump it up.
How about this? The Canadian government is trying something to combat overdoses. They're decriminalizing all street drugs. Now, it doesn't mean drugs like cocaine, heroin, meth, you know, the good stuff will be legal, but people who are all caught with small amounts of them, up to 2.5 grams, won't be charged. They're hoping it'll encourage more people to get help for addiction. The 3-year experiment is limited to British Columbia, only starts early next year.
So they've done this before in was it like the Philippines or
Colombia,
something?
Colombia,
maybe. Something like that. And dude, it works. It really works. I mean, it worked there.
It may seem counterproductive, but the whole point is that instead of throwing these people into jail for, okay, look, you had meth on you. You were having yourself a good week, all right? You were up for 16 days straight. What they're hoping is instead of just throwing them into jail and then getting them back on the streets without seeing any real help, maybe you get counseling.
That's when you do the overdose.
Yeah.
Is you kind of, you've been away from it for 10, 15 days.
Yep.
Now you're back out in the street, and your body's not used to it. You know, it's a crazy, crazy world, man.
You know
crazy
what I took? You know what I took from this is that in British Columbia, I can have up to 2.5 grams of cocaine on me, and I don't know about you, but 2.5 grams of cocaine, you're gonna have yourself a good time. Okay,
are you?
You're gonna find some girls at the club like, oh my god, you have blow. Yeah, I'll go with you. I'll go.
Bathroom.
It's always those snow queens, man.
What are the strip clubs like up there in British Columbia?
I like to call them snow queens, all right? They just come around. For somehow, you could have 2.5 grams of cocaine in your pocket. You walk into a club, there's going to be that girl that's going to smell it, all right?
How many times have you questioned your life? Next morning, I should say.
A lot. Yeah. Well, usually by the next morning, I'm still doing it, so you know you don't really worry about it until after you finally go to bed, and then you wake up the next day. That's what it
is.
That's what it is. And the snow queen's gone, and you look in the mirror, and you go, what am I doing with myself? What am I
she
doing?
She was gone long ago, man.
Look, I'm not addicted to cocaine. I just like the way it smells, really. Okay? I just like the way it smells, all right? lastly, how about this? Every dream of having a robot made, like Rosie in the Jetsons, let me start that again. Apparently, I'm high on coke. Ever dream of having a robot made like Rosie on the Jetsons? Well, it could soon be a reality. Inventor James Dyson, the vacuum cleaner guy.
The Dyson guy
is working on building a robot that can do your household chores. The prototypes show the robot will have an arm with a very fine motor skill, and it will be able to put dishes away, pick up toys, and, of course, vacuum your house.
This isn't news. Haven't we been talking about this for, like, 20 years?
Yeah, but not in the sense of, like, I mean, Dyson's a household name, and you got this guy Dyson who,
shut up, Dyson. You're just trying to make, you know what? I don't like the Dyson guy because it's fan. You know how much this fan is? It's like a $400 fan. It blows air on you, $400.
It is expensive.
I'm not on board.
But it's bladeless, all right? Come on now. That's pretty amazing
bladeless
technology.
You can put your hand through it. Yeah, who cares?
Why do you
It's
fight?
Better when you go, Luke, I am your... Those are better. I like those better.
That's from Star Wars. Yeah, I know. Look, Hunter, I don't know why you're so against this robot technology.
Because it's a money grab. That's why I'm against it. There's already robots. Have you seen what Boston Dynamics is doing?
Dude, it doesn't even look real. It doesn't even... You watch the video...
Your household chore robot is nothing compared to this thing that is doing backflips.
Think about that thing, though. Eventually, you turn that thing into a household robot. Hunter, you won't have to mow the lawn anymore. You won't have to do dishes. You won't have to fold the laundry. You just tell your Dyson robot, like, hey, Dyson robot, chop, chop.
They already got them around, though. Even locally here. There's a restaurant that has the robot that delivers your food. They're already around. Get out of here, Dyson. Think of something new.
Can I be honest with you? I'm intrigued that the guy who makes vacuums is going to make a robot.
I think I'm getting the connection here. Yeah.
So a guy who makes something that sucks up things, is also making a robot-esque maid.
Hey, maybe you should pair up with this guy. He seems like you guys got something in common.
I just show up for the testing phase without my pants on. Like, what are we doing here?
I know what you're doing, Mr. Dyson.
And I don't like
it. And I'm on board.
Whatever you need me for, any testing. I'll take the big robot. I'll take the big robot. This has been a mess. I'm not that big of a piece of trash, okay? I promise I'm not high on coke trying to have sex with a robot maid, okay?
We ripped on you this whole break. I love it.
Maybe a little bit. All right. Anyway, there you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.